From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Brendan J. Lyons reports in the Times Union that on February 12th, Republican Representative Elise Stefanik filed a formal complaint against Democrat State Attorney General Letitia James, alleging investigation and prosecution of Donald J. Trump was biased, complaining about, and I quote, highly inappropriate and prejudicial comments, end quote, against the former president during his recent trial on civil fraud charges in New York. Stefanik's complaint states, and I quote, Ms. James' comments as Attorney General and as a candidate for Attorney General adversely reflect on her fitness as a lawyer and implicate the rules of professional conduct, end quote. The Attorney General's office declined to respond with a comment on Stefanik's complaint. The Attorney Grievance Committee decides what happens next. The investigations are confidential, so they could dismiss the issue without the public knowing, or they could privately issue a letter of advisement or admonition. If the committee believes there may be professional misconduct, a case could be referred to the appellate division of the state Supreme Court for a formal disciplinary proceeding. Stefanik cites previous comments from James in her 2018 election night victory speech, where she vowed to shine, and I quote, a bright light into every dark corner of his real estate dealings, end quote. She later pledged to, and I quote, use every area of the law to investigate President Trump and his business transactions and that of his family as well, end quote. Meanwhile, the former president and his family are awaiting a decision from Judge Arthur Engoron about allegations Trump lied about his wealth on financial statements to banks and insurance companies. He could be fined up to $370 million and get banned from engaging future business dealings in New York's real estate market. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Paul Kirby reports in the Daily Freeman that the agenda for the February 15th meeting of the New York State Independent Redistricting Commission says the group will vote on a 2024 congressional map. But the public will not be able to see that map. Karen Blatt, co-executive director of the commission, said, and I quote, the map will be made available to the public on our website on Thursday after the vote, end quote. The full state legislature, controlled by Democrats, would have to approve the map. Congressional map lines are supposed to be drawn every 10 years after the census. But New York's congressional maps have been in and out of court several times, and now the map used for the 2022 election is being replaced. Which party controls the majority in the House of Representatives this fall may be decided in the Hudson Valley swing districts, and the new map may alter that outcome. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Tatiqua Penix and Ashley Clemens report for WNYT that at a meeting on February 13th, Albany County Democrats declined to endorse a candidate for district attorney. Instead, Albany County Democrat Chair Jacob Crawford said that local defense attorney Lee Kendlon will be interviewed by the executive committee for the position of district attorney. Incumbent Albany County District Attorney David Soares had been running unopposed and expected to receive the endorsement. But he recently has been criticized for using grant money to give himself a $22,000 bonus. Soares says he did nothing wrong and released a video statement saying he does plan to return the grant money. Albany County Comptroller Susan Rizzo has contacted the Attorney General's office and the state comptroller about investigating Soares. Soares and Kendlon both attended the meeting. Read more about this story at WNYT. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.